This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
To Richie Walsh from KDK TV, our co-host on the nightly sports call, heard most nights here on The Fan. Richie, give us the juiciest thing Omar Khan told you when you went one-on-one with him today.
The juiciest thing that he told me, I would say that he's in discussions with both quarterbacks, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, right now, and he wants to get something done before free agency.
And you didn't think he was blowing smoke? It wasn't like last year when he said, we still believe in Kenny Pickett? Not one of those situations. You honestly believe that this time?
Yeah, but I definitely believe it, because I felt like when I did this interview with him last year, he said he still believed in Kenny Pickett, but I kind of he kind of walked around it a little bit. This time, he said he liked both guys. They're in discussions with both guys, and they ideally want to get one of those two guys signed before free agency begins.
And did it seem like he preferred one to the other in your private conversation? Did you get the sense that if he had his druthers, he would pick one over the other in that situation?
No, he didn't. He didn't allude to one or the other. You know, I think it's going to come down to money. I really do with both of those guys.
What was the scuttlebutt at the combine? Just hearing the murmurs and the whispers there, did you get a sense who is in pole position among those two guys?
I mean, it seems like the scuttlebutt there, it seems like Justin Fields is in pole position. Now, that's the scuttlebutt from people that I spoke to. Also, I talked to Ryan Wilson at length today, and it seems like the scuttlebutt who they think the Steelers are going to draft is Emeka Egbuka from Ohio State. That seems to be like...
Well, that was the Mel Kiper pick today too, Richie.
It seems like everyone's on that train right now.
Yeah, because he's a safe pick.
He compared it to Najee Harris. Like everyone had the Steelers taking Najee Harris. It seems like it's the same thing. I personally don't think that that's going to happen. When I talked to Omar Khan today, and from just dealing with some of the Steelers people over the last couple months, Omar today basically said that when I asked him about the deepest positions and what he likes and his perception of this year's class, he said he loves the defensive linemen and he loves the running backs. Those are two positions he mentioned. He didn't mention wide receivers. But from what I understand, that the Steelers like a few of the top-end defensive linemen, and they think it's a really deep wide receivers draft. So that leads me to believe that they would target a defensive lineman first, and then maybe go to a wide receiver.
But he always could be smoke screening here and trying to get people off the scent. Richie, your private conversation with Omar Khan, what sense did you get about his level of interest in Matthew Stafford and pursuing that kind of a deal?
You know, that didn't come up. But he said to me, not specifically Matthew Stafford, but he did say to me, everything is on the table. This isn't your grandfather's Steelers. Everything's on the table. They might move up. They might move down. They might stay in pat. Who knows what they're going to do?
I mean, right now it is my grandfather's Steelers because they're not winning any playoff games.
Wow. Shots fired.
Yeah, but I guess you'll just have to watch the interview tonight on KDK.
What time is that? 6:45? All right. How about this one, Richie? Do you really think from the Omar Khan conversation, and again, from the things that are just being discussed at the Combine, the center of the NFL universe, that not only will George Pickens be back in 2025, but there's actually a shot he gets an extension before the season starts?
So I don't think he gets an extension this season. The one thing I did talk to Omar about today, and you'll hear that coming up in the interview, is that he had a candid, he called it a candid conversation, and George understands what the Steelers want from him and the expectations the Steelers have for him. And he said that George wants to be a Steeler. What I think is going to happen, and this is not coming, I wasn't told this from Omar today, but what I think and what I feel is going to happen is they're going to kind of treat this like Najee Harris. They're going to let him play it out and see what happens.
Oh,
I don't think the Steelers give him an extension, especially before the season starts. I don't see that happening.
Richie, do you think that that's a recipe for potential disaster, though? George Pickens have to prove that he's worth the money. Don't you think that could backfire spectacularly?
I mean, it could be, but I specifically ask, is he worried about George holding out? That was one of the questions that I asked him tonight. Like I said he had a candid conversation with him, and he sat down with him for a while, and they talked at length. And George Pickens understands the expectations the Steelers have for him. I mean, you got to look at last year from the outside too, right? I mean, you can't give him an extension right now. I mean, I think he has to prove that he can follow the Steelers' ways. That's what I think. I don't see it happening. I think that this is going to end in a divorce somehow, but I think you're going to see George Pickens as a Steeler this year.
Mm. Richie Walsh with us live from Indianapolis, where he had a one-on-one conversation with Omar Khan, which you can see tonight on Channel 2. You mentioned that Omar was very bullish on the running backs. So that makes me think that Richie came away from that conversation and said to himself, there is absolutely no way Najee Harris is back on the Steelers in 2025. Is that right?
That's what it seems like to me. And then more and more, I see your tweet today and hear from people out there that the Steelers are they're going to use all their formal interviews. One of them is going to be with Ashton Jeanty. So, Ryan Wilson from CBS Sports thinks he could potentially fall to the Steelers. I don't know if they're going to draft a running back overall. They have other bigger needs. And the fact that Omar said that running back is very deep in this year's draft leads me to believe.
Pop wants Scadaboo from Arizona State. He said loves the way he plays the game and the way he goes about his business. And Donnie, how hard he plays has also been brought up by Bob.
He'll be the first guy in the facility, last guy
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
The athlete.
But and the motor is off the
enough,
charts.
He's so cerebral despite playing so hard. He's really a thinking
man. And you say
player.
No way to that, Richie.
That's the one thing Bob and I disagree on. I don't want anything to do with Scadaboo.
Why?
I don't know. Everyone in Pittsburgh seems to think he'd be a perfect Steeler. I want to see them get a guy with some speed that can get to the outside. Someone that is opposite.
You're telling me Scadaboo doesn't have deceptive speed, Richie?
Like Cooper DeJean.
Or Cooper
Kupp. No, he's not like Cooper DeJean. Yeah.
Anything funny from Indianapolis? You see these guys out, you run into Steelers media, there's cocktails, there's shrimp cocktails, there's things of that nature. Any media
anybody party too hard in the media contingent and maybe have a tough day today?
Did Mike DeFabo formally apologize for the mean things he said about me? Anything along those lines?
No, I haven't seen anything. It's been a pretty lame crowd. Everyone had to be up early today.
Cabali in a terrible mood.
Cabali was in a bad mood today. But other than that, no, I haven't seen anything
funny. Was it really your 50th birthday, or was he just jagging you?
No,
when he
was just kidding. Okay. He was kidding.
I was going to tell you, if you're 50, doing well, Richie.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
A youthful 50.
The hair looks good for that age, right?
Man, I knew you'd bring it back to the hair immediately.
Should Pitt fire Jeff Capel?
I think he's a good recruiter. I don't want to see them fire him yet. But hey, both of those guys I would think would be on a hot seat next year. You got a new AD in there.
Has the new AD consulted you as a distinguished alum and letter winner there?
No, he hasn't, but we're supposed to play golf together soon. So
Got any room in that group for Mulsey?
Maybe, if you're lucky.
If I'm lucky?
Wow. Maybe I'll invite you. You can be my partner, Chris. All right.
Chris is playing well. I think he might be able to take you down now, Richie, after that great Oakmont round.
I can't wait. He's been trying to challenge me all year. I've been ducking him.
Mm. Well,
whenever,
hey, it's been a busy weekend for me. I was in Orlando yesterday drinking around the world with my wife at Epcot Center, and then I went right to the combine.
Did
you make it all the way around the
Mexico's
world?
Mexico's the last stop.
I made it all the way around. I skipped Norway, though, because all they had was beer, and I didn't want to drink that. So,
I went before Lennox was born, my oldest, so this is like over 6.5 years ago, Richie. I did the around the world at Epcot, and that really is like running a booze marathon, man.
And it kills the wallet. It cost me about $400. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's difficult. I think at one point I was drunk enough that I was considering seriously getting a henna tattoo, and Alex, my wife, was just looking at me like I had six heads, like I was so stupid.
Did you have wine in France, Richie? Do you have some nice wine there?
Well, I skipped Norway, and I skipped Canada.
Then you didn't drink around the world. You skipped two countries.
Yeah, I did. I had two drinks in Mexico and two drinks in France.
Oh, okay, so you're just making up for it.
I made up for it. Canada didn't have the poutine. I was looking forward to that. They didn't have it.
How about fish and chips in Great Britain? Did you do that?
No, we didn't get the fish and chips, but I had a crepe in France. You know, we had the pizza in Italy. Mm. We had a lot of good food there. It was fun.
Richie, thanks for coming on with us. We'll talk again soon. See you on the sports call.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at AlmaSed.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.